Good morning, everyone. Just a couple announcements here as we begin our worship service. There are on the marble table just around the outside of the door Advent devotionals. So if we want to pick up one per family on the way out this morning, they go with our midweek Advent services, which is the symbols of Advent, or the symbols of salvation, that is. And so those are out there to be picked up. This afternoon, 3 o'clock, is the installation of Pastor Rogers at Faith Lutheran, and everybody is invited to attend that installation service if you so choose. Youth group this evening, it is game night for the junior high and senior high combined, and that is from 6 to 7:30 this evening. That is a slight change, 6 to 7:30 with combined youth group this evening here at the church. Today is the last Sunday in the church year, and we turn our hearts and minds to the things of the Lord as we open with our opening hymn, "Wake, Wake, for Night is Flying."
Greetings in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the November 21st worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this morning's broadcast are Mr. Bill Breen, Steve Sauer, and Brian Thieton. Our organist is Dora Thompson, and the opening hymn is 516, "Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying," hymn 516, found in the Lutheran service book. The radio broadcast this morning is sponsored by Robert and Patty Clem to the glory of God on behalf of this congregation and community that has been so richly blessed by God through agriculture.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
We confess our sins. God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his only Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue now with the responsive song. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved.
Your throne is established from of old. You are everlasting.
The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring.
Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty.
Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, so govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit that, ever mindful of your glorious return, we may persevere in both faith and holiness of living. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for this, the last Sunday in the church year, give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. They who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever. My righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Catechetical Review. In regards to baptism, how can water do such great things?
Certainly not just water, but the word of God in and with the water does these things. Along with the faith which trusts the word of God in the water. For without God's word, the water is plain water and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is baptism. That is, a life-giving water, rich in grace, and a washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3, He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, who will pour out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life. This is the trustworthy saying.
We continue with the epistle reading. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in the most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire, to show others mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of His glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. The Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, In those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the heavens, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And He will send out the angels and gather His elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches becomes tender and puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that He is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come. In the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. What I say to you, I say to all. Stay awake. This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word of Christ, we confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten and not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end, and I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated for the singing of the hymn.
Sermon hymn is number 832, Jesus Shall Reign, hymns 832, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
sermon text this morning from today's gospel reading. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Thus far the words of the text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Well, all of this wonderful building, your attendance here, the sacrament of the altar, our baptisms, our life together in Christ, our living with one another, our forgiving one another, all of this, right? All of this is about meeting our Creator when He returns, our Creator and our Savior. It's about meeting Jesus Christ. And how are we going to meet Jesus Christ when He returns? And there's only two ways to meet Jesus Christ when He returns. You're going to meet Him in joy and happiness at His return, or you're going to meet Him in terror at His return. Those are the only two options. We desire to come to eternal life, to live for all eternity in glory in the new heavens and the new earth. Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And Jesus' words this last Sunday of the church year are for us both a warning and a comfort. First, there is the warning against unbelief, against falling away from the true faith in Christ. This warning is given so that we might not fall into false belief, despair, or other great shame and vice, and then perish eternally in the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. To the believer, though, there is comfort. The comfort that though this world will pass away, it will be remade. And those whose faith is in Christ will live forever in glory and joy and peace and happiness. God's word, as recorded in Holy Scripture, points us to the end of all things. Jesus says the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a roar. And the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved. Jesus tells us, as recorded in St. Mark, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. Now, what a nugget. When I read that earlier this week, one of the first things that popped into my head, what a neat nugget that is. The sun, right, will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. Right? Well, where does the moon get its light from? The moon gets its light from the sun. It has no light of its own. So even in the ancient world, here is the word of creation saying, this is how creation works. If the sun goes dark, then by its very nature, the moon goes dark because there will be no light for it to reflect. Scripture informs us of this, that the sun will be darkened and by its very nature, the moon then will not give its light. What we see going on is that there are signs. Remember last week, Jesus says, signs, signs. These things are pointing to. Here are the signs. Here are the signs that are pointing to these things that are about to happen. And what are the signs? The signs are wars and rumors of wars, persecutions, along with the proclamation of Jesus Christ into all nations of the world. And Jesus says, be aware, be wary, watchful of the signs, for they tell you that the end is near, it is very close. Now we don't know when it's going to be. Angels do not know, the Son does not know, only the Father in heaven knows. But we know it's close, and when the end comes, there will be no second chances given to anyone. When the end falls upon us, that is it. In that moment, the heavenly bodies will be burned up, and they will be dissolved. The powers in heaven and on earth shall be shaken and pulled out of joint. I guess that's the picture that is being painted for us. Everything that holds the planets and the stars in their orbits will give way and all of the universe will fly into disorder. The heavens will be set on fire and dissolved and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. All of this will happen in an instant. An instant before Jesus returns. Because as soon as this begins to happen, the world is plunged, right after it's plunged, into pitch black darkness. Christ our Lord will return out of heaven. I always kind of picture this happening in the daytime, but that is not the picture that the Scripture paints for us. Everything will be dissolved. Everything will be collapsing. The world will go into pitch blackness. Then out of the darkness, riding on the clouds of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ will return in all of His glory. He will appear in the brilliance and glory that He had in the Mount of Transfiguration. He will be unveiled and will shine forth in all of His divine glory. As the prophet Daniel writes, "Behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like the Son of Man, and He came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before Him. And to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people and nations and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom is one that shall not be destroyed." Jesus shall appear with great power and glory, and His omnipotence will be on full display. No one will be able to deny who He is. Every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth and confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. As Jesus speaks these words to His disciples seated there on the Mount of Glory, they're looking at Jesus, and His glory is veiled. It is hidden behind His true humanity. Later, Jesus will allow Himself to be crucified for the sins of the world. He will die, and the third day He will rise again. He will ascend into heaven and promise His very return. On the last day He will return, and all of His glory and might and power will be on full display for everyone in the world to see. And in that moment, He will send out His holy angels. All these actions taking place nearly simultaneously with one another. And all the angels will gather those who are belonging to Christ, and they will remain at the Lord's right hand. And what a day that will be for each and every one of us. What a day that you and I are looking forward to. A day when all our pain and sorrow and suffering, all the trials and tribulations of this life are done away with and gone with. And we will be in glory. The glory that is given to us at our baptism and yet to be revealed in us when our Lord Jesus comes again. In that day of the resurrection of all flesh, everyone who is asleep in their graves will rise. The power of the Word of God restoring long gone flesh. The souls animating the bodies of the dead now come to life. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left at the coming of our Lord Jesus, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive, who are still left at His coming, will meet them in the air. And so, we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. In the furnace of your trials, in the anguish of your temptations, in the physical and mental pain of your tribulations, encourage one another with the resurrection of the dead and the declaration of Jesus that His words shall never pass away. And what word is that? Yes, it is always and ever has been and ever will be the word of the Holy Scriptures. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. This is the word spoken to the Lord Himself to you in the words of the Bible. In this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one will snatch them out of my Father's hand. I am a good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. For this reason the Father loves me, and I lay down my life that I may take it up again. And those great words spoken to the paralytic, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." Sometimes this word comes through the voice of His called servant. The called and ordained servant in the place where you worship. in the place, in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, as you had heard this morning. I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The wages of sin, my friends, is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And where there is no sin, there is no death. This morning you have been absolved of your sins, therefore there is no death, there is only life for you. You have heard the words over and over, not only in your baptism, but others, from the called and ordained servant of the word. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You have heard the words of Christ spoken to you. Take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Where there is no sin, there is no death. As we, each and every one of us, see the signs of the end of the world approaching ever nearer and ever closer. For the last days are now. The last days are from the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus Christ, until the day He returns. So make no mistake about it. You are in the last days at this time. You are living the wars and the rumors of wars, the tribulation in the world, the earth groaning, longing to be set free from its bondage to sin. That is where you live. So we as the believers view the end of the days not with ambivalence, not with fear. Instead, we long for Jesus' return so that we may leave this veil of tears and be transported into eternal glory. For all of that, we desire, we long for, we look for, we wait for. The church cries out with one voice, "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly." Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now rise for prayer. Let us pray for the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord Jesus Christ, you have promised that you will return in glory to your creation and give to the faithful everlasting life and to those who reject you everlasting condemnation. As we see the signs of the ever-approaching end of days, we pray you to send us your Holy Spirit so that we be kept faithful to your word, and that the last day will not take us unawares. Bring back, O Lord, the wayward and erring sheep of our flock, so that they enjoy with us the blessedness of eternity in your presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that in mercy and love you have called Tom Hashman from this earthly life to the heavenly throne room, that Tom may rejoice in your presence while awaiting the resurrection of the dead. We ask you to comfort Linda and her children as they grieve, granting them holy tears that look forward to a joyous reunion on the day of resurrection of all flesh. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, hear our intercessions for all those who are sick. We pray for friends and family undergoing cancer treatments, asking that their course of treatment go well. We implore you to strengthen the physically sick and still those who are in the anguish of mind. Hear my prayer, I ask you, for my pastor father, Reverend Kesselmeyer, as his illnesses grow. If these days be the end of his earthly sojourn, grant he and his family your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, give your blessings to us out of your hand. Accept the thanksgivings of Marlon and Kathy Rose as they yesterday celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary. Walk, O Lord, these days with them both as they continue to fulfill their wedding vows, caring for one another in these days of sunset. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As we come before you, O Christ, to this day receive your precious body and blood, we ask that we approach your table with holy reverence and a sense of awe, trusting that as we come with repentant hearts, we receive what your words and promise declare, the forgiveness of our sins. Release us from your table, trusting in your promise that we are forgiven and righteous in your sight. All this we ask according to your holy will and in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street here in Lincoln, Illinois, where you have just heard Reverend Mark Thompson deliver the message for today. Zion conducts worship services at 8 and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, Sunday school for all ages is at 9:20 in our education building, and we invite you to join us in person for this worship fellowship and Bible study. If you cannot be physically present, you join us every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. over WLLM 1370 a.m. or WLLM 90.1 FM, or translators at Lincoln and Springfield at 105.3 FM on your radio dial. Zion's worship services are also available live via the internet at www.zlclinc.org. Zion is a member congregation of the Worldwide Fellowship of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you are without a church home, we invite you to become part of the Zion family. If we may assist you in any way, please call us at 732-3946 or write to us at Zion Lutheran Church, 205 Pulaski Street, Lincoln, Illinois, 62656. Zion also offers a premier education with a Christian worldview for children from ages 3 through the 8th grade at Zion Lutheran School. If you'd like more information concerning our school, please contact the school office at 732-3977. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.
Let us rise for the singing of the offertory. Your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the true faith into life everlasting. Depart in His peace. Amen. Thank you.
watch over you, keeping you as you prepare to make the good confession of faith in your confirmation.
The body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in His peace. Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you each in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us in the same, through faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn is Savior, Precious Savior, found in a Lutheran service book, hymn number 527, O Savior, Precious Savior.
Seated. Double check the Zion's Light for all the announcements in it. Please remember to pick up an Advent devotional on the way out of the doors this morning, out of these doors here by the marble on the marble table. 6 to 7:30, junior high, senior high game night for youth group tonight. Boys, hold on one second. I had it written down and thought I could remember it. Boys bring the snacks and girls bring a drink. Boys a snack, girls the drink. Please remember Pastor Rogers' installation at 3 o'clock today. And I would like to thank Dora this morning. I don't know what you did up there, but was it during offering? Did not sound like somebody was singing the words. That was very nice. Thank you so much. Appreciate that greatly. Using your talents and service to your Savior. Thank you very much. And may the Lord bless all of you. Your comings in and your goings out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.